Chapter 62, Company Backgrounder. To understand this case study, it's important to have at least a high-level understanding of this company's business. It's a typical two-sided marketplace with employers on one side and job seekers on the other. On the employer side, the company sells job postings to businesses, ranging from individual hiring managers at small businesses up to medium-sized businesses. They were starting to see interest from larger enterprises with dedicated HR departments, but the product at this point in time was not yet designed or suitable for this market. On the job seeker side, the focus is on people actively looking for new employment. In their case, mainly for professionals, also known as white-collar jobs. Specifically, these are not hourly or temporary workers. In terms of the business dynamics, I am simplifying here, especially because in a jobs marketplace, there are both active job seekers, need a job now, and passive job seekers. If something better comes along, I'll check it out. They have different needs, and there is real value in understanding and identifying each, both for the seeker as well as for the employer. At the time of this case study, the company is currently 5 years old with annual revenues of approximately $45 million and growing at roughly 30% per year. They are close to profitability but are trying to focus on growth. There are approximately 230 people in the company, 95 in product/engineering, 45 in sales, 17 in marketing, 33 in customer success, 10 in IT, and 30 in G&A. In terms of the executive team, there was a CEO, CFO, head of sales, CRO, and head of marketing, CMO. Then, of course, there was a head of product, CPO, and a head of technology, CTO, and you'll hear about both of them later. It's worth pointing out that in large enterprises, this is also about the size of a typical business unit.